Proclamation number 5285, dated the December 31st, 1951. Battle of faith. Time of adversity. Strength of faith. You must prove yourselves in the time ahead. Those of you who believe in me will survive the time of adversity, for you will turn to me for help. However, without assistance you will find it difficult to cope with life unless you receive strength from below, from my adversary, who will support anyone who is a servant to him and the world. Yet someone who finds the path to me, who joins me and prays for my assistance, will have surprising strength in order to endure even the most difficult event if it also affects him for the sake of his unbelieving fellow human beings. But he will also remain visibly protected and unharmed, if this is my will, because the person's relationship with me is that of a child and faithfully expects my assistance. It will be a tough struggle, both in an earthly as well as a spiritual sense, for the earthly adversities will distress the spiritual aspirant as well, yet only until he has established heartfelt contact with me and the strength of my spirit can permeate him. Then he will boldly confront every adversity and danger, since he will feel my presence and nothing can frighten or depress him anymore. The end is drawing ever closer. The signs and indications are becoming ever more frequent. The battle between light and darkness is getting increasingly more obvious. The laborers in my vineyard work increasingly more diligently in the danger posed by the Antichrist, to whom the believers are exposed, becomes constantly more threatening. For Satan knows that there is not much time left, and his activity will be evident in the time ahead. Yet time after time I draw your attention to it, so that your faith will not waver when it is demanded of you to renounce me in exchange for assured worldly prosperity. Don't let yourselves be tempted, for this exchange would be disastrous for you. Don't forget that the end is near and that nothing of the world and its possessions and pleasures will remain. But if you have sold your soul to my adversary for these possessions, you will have nothing else at the end but eternal ruin, a time of infinite torment and hardest captivity. Relinquish gladly and voluntarily everything that is taken away from you, but remain faithful to me until the end. Your loyalty will be regally rewarded and you will be assured of my assistance during the forthcoming time of need, so that you will be able to endure all difficulties. Besides, this time will not last long, for I will shorten the days for the sake of my own. Everything that is proclaimed in word and scripture will happen in quick succession. Admittedly, the adversity will become worse once you are demanded to make a decision for or against me, but then you may anticipate my arrival any day. Then the earth will be approaching its end and your hardship will also soon be over. Then the time will have come when my adversary and his followers will be bound, when the creations on the old earth will be disintegrated and a new earth will arise. Then I will come in the clouds and fetch you home into the paradise on the new earth. Then all adversity will be over and your life will be a peaceful and happy one. Amen.